If you are writing a history, then 50 years may be regarded as one short period. If you are not writing a history, then 50 years is a very long period. But in history, 50 years is only one short period. So depends upon your convenience, whether it is before or after, depends upon your convenience and your standpoint. So succession of moments, that definition of time, is valid in terms of the standpoint that you take. Wherever you want to stand, you stand there and then look, this way it is before, that it is after. So now we have two definitions of time. Time as succession of moments, which we saw is not entirely valid. Because if it was a real succession in which there was a real division between one moment and the other, then that gap can never be filled up. Therefore, it is only a kind of a convenient definition of time depending upon your standpoint. The other definition of time is it is a duration. But now let us take the idea of time as duration. All duration is extension. This is another definition I am presenting. All duration is extension. Now extension is a process and it constantly goes on increasing. Extension is a process of expanding. Expanding means that it has a certain kind of a beginning and then it moves forward. Therefore, without a beginning, just as in the case of causality, cause and effect, we had come to the conclusion of a beginning. Here also, if it is extension, it must begin to extend somewhere. Here we are not talking of causal effect, cause and effect relationship, merely the movement of extension. But even movement of extension has to have beginning. But beginning in such a thing which itself is not extended. Because if it has extended, it must have a beginning. An extension which has a beginning in something which is itself an extension, then that extension must have begun somewhere else. So its beginning must be in something which is itself not extended. Therefore, we can say that time is a succession of moments. Behind which there is a duration, behind which there is something which itself is not extension, and that is what is called timeless. The Vedanta speaks of the timeless reality. So you may say that the grounding of time is in something that is itself timeless. Therefore the idea of extension does not apply to it. The idea of duration doesn't apply to it. It is a timeless from which the time moves out. But you will immediately see that when I speak these words, there is a discomfort, a timeless from which the time moves out. When does it move out? If you ask the question, when does it move out of the timeless, the answer is impossible, because when is a concept which is applicable only to time movement. When there was no time, in the timelessness there is no time. So how can you say it arose out of it on this date? Because there was no such time at all. The idea of time doesn't belong to that. Therefore it is said that timeless is fundamental. The movement of duration is phenomenal. And it is a result of the convenience of your consciousness. According to the convenience of consciousness, you can measure it, and whenever you measure, there will be always before and after in the movement of succession. So once again, from the rational point of view, you have now three concepts: time as succession of moments, time as duration, and the grounding of time in which there is timelessness. It is therefore said that time as duration and time as succession of moments is a category of consciousness. How the consciousness looks at the process of extension. And when you look beyond the category of consciousness, time disappears. There is only timelessness. Now it is this timelessness which is also called eternity. So you have three eternities: the eternity which is timeless, the eternity which is a duration, which in itself is not successive, and eternity which is successive. And all the three can coexist. It is not as if once a time becomes duration, timeless ceases. That timeless remains. It is sthanu, it is stable. The duration does not rule out the possibility of cutting it into successive movements. So all the three can coexist. Such is the concept at which we arrive at through reasoning. But it is also the concept which we arrive at when we have the supreme experience. It is not only that by reasoning we arrive at this concept, but also when we go into deep experience of God, of reality, you find it has all the three statements about it. It is beyond what is called space and time. It is eternal time, in the sense of eternal duration, which corresponds to the Trikal Drishti of the Rishi. And there is the eternity of successive movement of time. So there are three ways in which you look at reality: timeless reality, timeless duration, and timeless movement of succession. So both from the point of pure reason and from the point of experience, you arrive at this conclusion that reality is timeless in the sense of beyond all time movement. It is time eternity in the sense of a duration, and it is time eternity in the sense of successive movement of moments. Now let us concentrate once again on the timeless eternity, the first term, which is called Brahman in the Vedanta. The Brahman is timeless. There is no application of time on it. It is a ground of time, but it is not itself connected with time. It is, you can't even say it is always the same, because the moment as it is always the same, time is already applied to it. It has no extension, because extension moves out of it, so it is not extended. So unextended, that to which no concept of time can apply, that is the meaning of pure existence. Pure existence is that to which no extension of any kind of time movement can be applied. That is the definition of the pure existence. But then what happens to the extension? If it comes out of it, somehow it must be in it. Otherwise, how can it come out of it? Therefore, it is said that it is that kind of existence such that all extension can enter into it, just as if you have toys of clay, you break them, they all go back into formless clay. Similarly, all duration, all succession of moments enter into it, they cease to be duration and succession of moments, but from where again you can build up, just as out of the same clay again you can make any form that you like. The only magic in the world or in reality is this, that there is a reality such that being formless, it can give rise to forms. And these forms, when they go back, they cease to be forms and they become formless. This is the example that is given in the Upanishad. The gold remains gold, even if you make lot of ornaments out of it. Ornaments are called to be name and forms. And when you break them, they again go back into the original, which has no form itself. Such is the relationship between the formless and the formed.